Humans don't like uncertainty. In fact, historians have said that the history of humans is a history of scared and lazy people doing everything we can to make things safer and easier. Chasing after a woolly mammoth is scary and dangerous, filled with uncertainty. Growing a bunch of corn is safe and boring and pretty predictable. Most, if not all, inventions were made to get us more stuff with less effort. People prefer movies to puppet shows because it takes a lot less brain energy to enjoy a movie. People enjoy eating out compared to cooking at home because somebody else does all the work. One of the laws of persuasion is commitment and consistency. Once we do something and it works, we keep doing it. Trying new things takes up a lot of brain power. It's also a bit uncomfortable to always be ready to handle the unexpected. Maybe there were a bunch of risk-loving proto-humans back in the day, but they all went extinct. There are whole schools of mathematics devoted to taking the risk out of investing, for example. On the other hand, if you only invested in blackjack, you'd go broke pretty quickly. So we do need to take a few measured risks if you want to achieve success. But even these are best done through a mindset of calculating the likely outcome, the worst possible outcome, and the best possible outcome. This is why Jesse Livermore, an old-school stock operator, recommended to sell down to the sleeping point. If your position in the market is keeping you up at night, you own too much. So sell down to the sleeping point means to only hold what you are comfortable holding, to only invest what you can stand to lose. This is why nearly all investment firms recommend to diversify your holdings, to specifically not put all your eggs in one basket. This eliminates uncertainty. This is also why we tend to avoid talking to super gorgeous or super important people. The upside is potentially fantastic, but the downside is absolutely unknown. There is just too much risk involved, too much uncertainty involved. Nobody can predict how that gorgeous lady across the room will respond to you. Maybe kindly, even if she rejects you. But maybe horrifically, if she rejects you with extreme viciousness in front of all her friends who are live streaming the worst day of your life on TikTok. There is, however, an antidote, and that is to be completely congruent, so other people have no fear of approaching you. To become the most approachable person in the room, the more you are congruent, the less risk they will feel. This will paradoxically make you the most attractive person in the room. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/congruence.